with SRN News. I'm John Scott. In New York, court back in session today, and correspondent Julie Walker reports the latest on Donald Trump's attempt to quash his gag order.
Donald Trump is seeking to have New York's highest court intervene in his fight over a gag order that has seen him fined $10,000 and threatened with jail for violating a ban on commenting about witnesses, jurors, and others connected to his criminal trial. The former president's lawyers filed a notice of appeal yesterday, a day after the state's mid-level appellate court refused his request to lift or modify the restrictions. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Mr. Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, continues on the witness stand. Also at SRNNews.com, while prosecutors say Democratic New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez committed crimes because he was greedy, the senator's defense attorneys contend he was not aware of the alleged criminal acts. More from correspondent Larry Neumeister in New York.
Because the gold bars and cash that the prosecutors claimed were found in parts of the home with fingerprints of one of these businessmen on them belonged to his wife, who he met in 2018. The lawyer said that she hid from him the fact that she was in financial desperate condition and was reaching out to everyone, family and friends, to try to get money. He says that the senator was totally unaware that she used these three businessmen to get the money she needed, and as a result, he should be found innocent.
Correspondent Larry Neumeister. On Wall Street, stocks continue to add to their gains. The Dow over 40,000 for the first time, adding 115 points. The NASDAQ is up 32 points. This is SRN News. A victory for free speech in California. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Libraries across the nation allow all kinds of groups to use their conference rooms, even drag queens who read picture books to children. But last summer, when Moms for Liberty tried to host a discussion of transgenderism in sports at Yolo County Library, officials shut them down. Alliance Defending Freedom threatened a lawsuit and the library system's back down, agreeing not to violate the free speech rights of conservatives or Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker condemning abortion during a commencement address at Benedictine College this month. The three-time Super Bowl champion delivered the roughly 20-minute address at the Catholic private liberal arts school in Atchison, Kansas. It's about 60 miles north of Kansas City. He also called out President Biden on his promotion of the LGBT lifestyle. This is SRN News. One Japanese automaker is sinking a lot of money into electric vehicle technology.
Honda is investing $65 billion in EVs through fiscal 2031. The company predicts that by 2030, battery EVs and fuel cell EVs will make up 40% of its global sales. Global production capacity will be more than 2 million EVs. Honda CEO says the company will roll out a totally new EV series, first in North America and then globally, with seven models launched by 2030. Rich Thomason reporting.
Walmart reporting strong first quarter results and an upbeat outlook. Walmart reported profits of $5.10 billion. The first full week of the upcoming college football season featuring a Saturday triple header on ABC, including Texas A&M hosting Notre Dame. Also Clemson facing Georgia in Atlanta and Florida hosting Miami. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.